Author of White Fragility Accused of Plagiarizing Minorities by Paul Bois on August 27, 2024. Robin DiAngelo, author of the book White Fragility, has been accused of plagiarizing minority writers. The Washington Free Beacon recently obtained a complaint filed with the University of Washington outlining 20 instances of alleged plagiarism in her 2004 doctoral thesis, Whiteness and Racial Dialogue, a Discourse Analysis, per the New York Post. Among the examples cited are two paragraphs reproduced almost entirely from Northeastern University's Thomas Nakayama, who is Asian American, and co-author Robert Krizak, in which DiAngelo fails to provide adequate attribution. Another example in the complaint shows DiAngelo allegedly playing fast and loose with a paragraph written by Asian American professor Stacy Lee of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. In it, rather than clearly delineating that Lee had summarized the work of scholar David Theo Goldberg, the information was presented in such a way to appear as though DiAngelo herself was providing the summary herself. Peter Wood, president of the National Association of Scholars, said that DiAngelo's work rises to the level of forgery in certain circles. It is never appropriate to use the secondary source without acknowledging it, and even worse to present it as one's own words. That's plagiarism, said Wood. When questioned about the accusations, University of Washington spokeswoman Dana Robinson-Slote told NY Post, "We are committed to the integrity of research conducted at the University of Washington. All complaints are carefully reviewed." As noted by the Free Beacon, DiAngelo remained a relatively obscure professor upon the publication of her book until the death of George Floyd in 2020 shot her to national stardom. DiAngelo emerged in 2020 as the high priestess of progressive racialism. Her most famous book, White Fragility, published in 2018, flew off the shelves following George Floyd's death, beating out How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi, a black man, on USA Today's bestseller list, noted the outlet. DiAngelo has become a staple of teacher trainings, corporate affinity groups, fundraisers, and anti-racist book clubs. She even addressed 184 members of Congress, including then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, D., California, about what it means to be white, telling the Democratic caucus in 2020 that its members would continue to hurt black people until they reckoned with the question, it added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.